A Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. Charlotte Greenwood Show, brought to you this Sunday and every Sunday at this time by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards. And here is our star, the lovable lady of stage and screen, Charlotte Greenwood. Editorial room of the Lakeview Post-Dispatch. That's the newspaper you'll remember, which let Charlotte give her time as a reporter to get experience, and found that the paper was getting the experience and Charlotte was adding a time. Today, as usual, Charlotte's on the phone talking long distance to her manager in Hollywood, and she says,
"No, Roger, I positively can't leave for Hollywood today. I can't get a ticket. The trains are so crowded, the engineers are sitting in the fireman's lap. Why don't I come by bus? I'd love to ride the buses. You sit on such interesting people." "The travel situation is terrible, Roger. Out at the zoo yesterday, I saw a traveling salesman trying to coax a kangaroo to take him to Kansas City. I think he made it, too. When I left, it was practically in the bag."
"Hey, Charlotte!
I have to go now. The city editor wants me. Bye." "Yes, Mr. Anderson?"
"Have you seen Tommy around here?"
"Tommy Brooke? No, I haven't."
"Oh, darn that cub. Works himself into a lather one minute, and the next time you try to get your hands on him, he slips away."
"Are you talking about Tommy Brooke or a bar of soap?"
"Well, this is serious, Charlotte. You see, I'm expecting a very precious little bundle."
"Oh, how wonderful. What's it going to be, a boy or girl?"
"A girl." "A boy." "Neither." "It's my laundry."
"Laundry? Oh, you mean your shirts and socks and pajamas and, pajamas?"
"Yeah, that's right. They've all been washed and ironed, and the driver of the 7 o'clock bus has them ready for me."
"Oh, that's ridiculous. How can a man wash and iron while he's driving a bus?"
"He doesn't wash an iron while he's driving a bus."
"You mean he stops to do the laundry? Oh. No wonder the buses are late."
No. It's simply this. With the situation so tough here in Lakeview, I got smart. I looked around in the suburbs and found a nice little hand laundry."
"Mm-hmm. Well, personally, I prefer to wash my own hands."
"Yeah." No. How did I get tricked into this anyway? Now, look. I send my laundry out there by the bus driver. He drops off my bundle, then picks it up on his way back."
"Say, that is a good idea."
"You're telling me."
"Mm-hmm.
"No worry, no trouble. I can send out my shirt and laugh at Lakeview Laundry."
"Looks like the shirts are laughing at you, too."
"Yeah?"
"Yes, in fact, it's splitting its sides."
"What?"
"Hi, Miss Greenwood." "Hello, Mr. Anderson."
"Well."
"Hello, Tommy."
"Where have you been?"
"Out to high school to take pictures of the basketball team."
"Well, all right, but it's after 7 o'clock.
"Oh, gee, this is the night your laundry comes in, isn't it? I'll dash right out to the bus depot and get it, Mr. Anderson. Oh, we got a pip of a picture of Jimmy Martin."
"Who's Jimmy Martin?"
"He's the best-looking man on the team. Almost 6 feet tall. Boy, do they fall for him."
"Listen, son, height doesn't mean a thing. Look at me. I'm over 6 feet and nobody ever gives me a tumble. Come on, I'll dash over to the bus station with you."
"This bus station's certainly crowded. It's like the ration board."
"Yeah, only at the ration board you know you're not going to get anywhere." "You go and find out about the bus, Tommy. I'll wait here."
"Oh, there's an empty seat right over there, Miss Greenwood. Right beside the girl with a little baby."
"Good. I'll meet you right here."
"Okay."
"Pardon me. Do you mind if I sit here?"
"Oh, of course not. Here, I'll move some of the baby's things."
"Oh, thank you."
Oh, thanks,
Dad. Thank you, too. That's a cute little girl you have there."
"Thank you. Only it's a little boy."
"Well, they look so much alike at this age."
"Yes, didn't you know?" "He has on blue booties."
"Oh, so that's how they tell, huh?" "Hiya, fella. What's your name?" "Well, that's your first name. What's your last name?" "Yes. How do you spell it?" "Monotonous, isn't it?"
"His name's Michael, after his father."
"Oh, I'll bet his daddy's proud of him."
"I wish he were. His father doesn't even want to see him."
"Oh, what makes you think that?"
"Well, you see, we didn't know each other very long before we were married. And then just a few days later, he went overseas. I got letters from him every week until I wrote him about the baby. And And then, well, he just stopped writing.
Well, now I'm sure there's some explanation.
I guess he thinks like I do, that our getting married was a mistake. I'm going home to my folks, but... Oh, but they won't want Michael either.
Oh, that's nonsense. Who wouldn't want a little baby like that?
Do you like him?
Why, of course. I love babies. I think baby is the most beautiful word in the dictionary outside of husband. Oh, are you sure he's not a she?
I wonder, would you mind holding him for a minute? I want to make a phone call before my bus leaves.
Oh, I'd love to. Come on over here, Mike. That's a boy. We'll be waiting right here. Now, there goes your mother. Say bye-bye.
I love you.
Mike, you and I are going to get along swell. Hey, you little rascal, don't you wink at me. You're the first man that's winked at me in 20 years.
Just a moment, madam. Just a moment. Aren't you a little crazy?
What is it? Something wrong?
Don't you see what you're letting that child do? He's chewing on your lace collar. And collars contain starch.
Now, don't tell me at his age he has to keep away from starches. What do you know about babies?
What do I... A great deal, madam. A great deal. I have 95 babies. I'm John J. Pettigrew.
Well, and how is Mrs. Pettigrew?
I'm afraid you don't understand. I am a director of the Phineas Finnegan Foundling Home and Haven for Indigent Infants.
The Phineas Finnegan House is all there. All right, you can go. All right.
Yes, it's the Phineas Finnegan Foundling Home and Haven for Indigent Infants.
Yes, well, I'll bet when a child gets old enough to say that, he graduates. Well, Mike here isn't a foundling. He isn't even a lostling.
There was no intimation of that, madam. None at all. But sometimes mothers do need babies here. In that case, I represent the home and see that the child is properly turned over.
Yes, well, right now this child doesn't need turning over. But thank you, Mr. Pettigrew.
Oh, not at all, madam, not at all. Good evening, and goodbye, baby.
My sentiments exactly, Mike.
Miss Greenwood.
What is it, Tommy?
That girl, the one this baby belongs to. You know what happened to her?
She went to telephone.
Telephone, nothing. I just saw her get on a bus.
What?
Yeah, the one that just pulled out of the station.
Oh, good grief, Tommy. Do you know what's happened to me?
What?
I've just become a mother.
All of us can help make this wartime Christmas a little brighter, a little more like other happier Christmases when families and friends are able to be together. We can help through a little extra thoughtfulness. Yes, and through the warm, thoughtful messages of Christmas cards. Your Hallmark dealer has Christmas cards that everyone on your list will enjoy. For instance, among the family cards, you'll find a lovely sentiment that Mother will treasure. And a hearty man-sized Christmas wish that's just meant for Dad. There are colorful little cutout cards to delight the youngsters. In fact, you'll find a Christmas message that's suited to each member of the family. For friends, too, there are Hallmark cards, distinguished for charm, originality. And, of course, many beautiful religious cards with inspiring thoughts of hope and peace at Christmas time. Yes, there are Hallmark Christmas cards that say just what you want to say the way you want to say it. For a complete selection to choose from, go to your Hallmark dealers this week. Hallmark cards are on display at America's finest stores. Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. Now, Charles Hathaway, his orchestra, and the Hallmark chorus in I'm Nobody's Baby.
Nobody wants me. I'm good.
had offered to watch a baby in a bus station, and then the baby's mother disappeared. So now, a moment later, Charlotte's saying to Tommy Brooks,
Tommy, are you sure you saw her get on that bus?
Oh, I'm positive, Miss Greenwood. I noticed her especially. She got on the bus, then she kind of seemed to change her mind, and she got off again. Then she changed her mind and got on.
Goodness, I wish she'd made one more change. Yeah, make it two.
Oh, gosh, what are we going to do, Miss Greenwood? Oh, say, look, she left that bag there on the seat. Probably all the stuff you need is in it.
Well, I hope there's an instruction book. You go find out where that bus went.
Okay, Miss Greenwood. Gosh, I sure hope we can find the baby.
Oh, dear, don't squirm so. This is like trying to undress an octopus.
Can I be of any help, ma'am?
No thanks, soldier.
I'm a Marine, ma'am.
Oh, how do you do, Lieutenant?
I'm not a lieutenant, ma'am. I'm just a private.
Oh, of course. I should have known. You're too young. You're not young enough to be a lieutenant.
Well, I saw you having some trouble with the baby here, ma'am. I thought you might need some assistance.
Yes, well, he's the one that needs assistance.
Well, just let me have him, ma'am. I reckon I can quiet him down. Ah, oh, here, here. Now, come to me, fella. Ah, there. Take it easy now.
Well, the Marines have landed and the situation is well in hand.
Now, I'll just put him down here, and if you've got the,
I think the is in the bag here. I'll see.
Oh, swell. Everything we need. Okay, now hold still, fella. Now we just unpin this and flip it off to the starboard side like this. And bring in the new rigging like this. Make it fast like this. And there you are.
Anchors away. Wow, that sounds like he's good for another 10,000 miles.
Well, if we can get him some rations now, he'll be sitting pretty.
Well, there's a bottle of milk here.
Well, what are we waiting for? How about it, mister? Time for chow? Well, open up. That's the idea.
Say, I didn't know they taught you things like this in the Marine Corps.
Well, I learned this at home. I was the oldest of 7 kids.
Well, then I'm grateful to your mother, Mr.
Adams, Private Adams.
My name's Greenwood, Charlotte Greenwood.
I'm pleased to meet you, Mrs. Greenwood.
It's not Mrs. Greenwood, it's Miss Greenwood.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're sorry.
I kind of figured then the baby don't belong to you.
Ah, you're wonderful at figures. In fact, the mother asked me to hold it, and then she went away on a bus.
You mean she left it?
Well, I'm sure she'll be back, only... Uh-uh.
What's the matter?
Oh, you see that little man coming this way, the one that looks like the shirt front is pulling him?
Yeah?
Well,
what about him?
He was here a little while ago, and he's from the foundling home, and if he finds out the truth about the baby...
You mean he'll take it? Well, wait, I'll let on like I'm your husband.
What? Pretend we're married?
Yeah, it'll make things look legal, won't it?
Not only legal, but very interesting.
Here he comes.
I beg your pardon, madam, but I've been watching you two with this baby, and I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Well, of course, Mr. Pettigrew, only, this is my husband, Mr., what did you say your name was?
Just a moment, what is this? Don't you know your own husband's name?
Well, I've been away a long time. Just got back from overseas.
Yes, that's right.
But just the same, didn't you know your husband's name before you married him?
Well, don't be silly. Before I married him, he wasn't my husband.
Yes, I see. Well, there's something wrong about that answer. Young woman, while he was away, how did you support yourself?
I work on the Post-Dispatch. I'm a reporter.
You work on the Post-Dispatch as a reporter with a baby? What do you cover?
What do you think?
Where do you live?
We live at the northwest corner of Elm and Lake Drive.
I see. Northwest corner of Elm and Lake Drive. Well, yes. Wait a minute. That's the ballpark.
You know, I thought it seemed a little drafty.
Look here. I don't believe a word you're telling me. You see that clock over there? Well, you'll answer my questions or in just 2 minutes. 2 minutes, mind you, at 8 o'clock... I'm going to call the police.
Yeah? Well, listen, miss, at 8 o'clock, you can go jump in the lake.
I could... What? You threaten me? Why, I'll have you arrested. I'll have you jailed.
Now, wait. Please, Mr. Pettigrew.
Please, did you hear what he said? At 8 o'clock, I can go jump in the lake.
All right, don't get so excited. You've got 2 minutes yet.
Please, help!
Miss Greenwood, we better get out of here. Come on.
Wait, but Gotham, those people are kidnappers.
Say, Charlotte, this looks like a swell spot for a song about a simply beautiful baby, right?
You're almost right, Wendell, only this song is simply about beauty. It's a brand new tune from the brand new picture, Ziegfeld Follies.
Oh, then I understand perfectly. Friends, Charlotte Greenwood singing, There's Beauty Everywhere.
Everyone can share the beauty
to remember someone with a card, chances are you take special pains to find a card you'll be proud to send. Well, there's one easy way to be sure that your card is the very finest. Just look on the back for the identifying words, a Hallmark card. Like the word sterling on silver, the words a Hallmark card on the back of the card you send are your assurance of quality. Quality well known to discriminating people for more than 30 years. So when you're looking for a card to say just what you want to say, the way you want to say it, a card that lets your friends know you cared enough to send the very best, look on the back for the Hallmark imprint. Now back to our story. Charlotte and the helpful Marine didn't get very far by pretending the baby belonged to them. They're now being pursued by Mr. Pettigrew of the Foundling's home and have just reached the office of the Post-Dispatch.
And you're sure this fellow Addison can fix everything up?
Of course he can. He'll run a story about the baby, print its picture, and when the mother sees it, she's bound to come back. How could she help it?
I don't know. Women are funny. I've found that out. Here, you want to take the baby now?
Well, you keep him for a minute. I'll go in and talk to Mr. Anderson first. He is the loveliest man.
Yeah, who is the way off?
So even-tempered, always mad.
I was... No, it's you, Tom. Say, did you write this stuff?
What stuff?
This.
Among the beautiful hostesses at the USO dance last night was W.H. Wright.
Yes, I wrote it.
Among the beautiful hostesses, W.H. Wright is a man. And one of our big stockholders.
I can't help that. That's exactly where he was among the beautiful hostesses.
And this one. Child gets off train and gives birth to a grandmother. Now, why do you write such drivel?
I thought it would make a good human interest story.
You wouldn't know a human interest story if it were put in your lap.
That's exactly what happened.
What do you mean? Oh, just a minute. City Desk Anderson speaking. Well, what do the police want to talk to me about?
The police?
Okay, put him on. Oh, hello, Sergeant. Huh? Oh, you must be mistaken, Sergeant. There's nobody around here with a baby. Well, of course I'm sure. Okay, Sergeant.
Well, Mr. Anderson...
Can you imagine calling us up to ask if there's anybody here with a baby? A baby in a newspaper office. I never heard of such a crazy... baby!
Mr. Anderson, if you'll just let me explain...
A baby! I heard it cry!
Well, what did you expect it to do, blow a bugle?
Tom, if you've got anything to do with this, I am going to take you...
Just a second,
Bobby.
I've heard enough of that kind of talk you've been giving us, lady. Now, one more word out of you, and I'm going to punch you in the nose.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, Mr. Adams.
Who's going to punch who on what now?
We'll decide that when you step outside.
I'll be too busy then to step out.
I didn't mention any particular time.
Well, mention a particular time. He'll still be too busy.
Here you are, man. You better take the youngster now. I got some business to attend to with your friend.
Oh, wait. Just who are you and why is he taking some other woman's face?
He didn't take some other woman's face.
Certainly not. Well,
would you mind explaining why you don't mean the baby is... Huh? Why didn't you tell me? Married all this time, why, you rascal!
But I'm not married.
Married him with a mystery.
Not married. Not married. We just met.
Oh. Oh! We just met.
Sure. You might say just chance acquaintance.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. How old is this child?
Oh, about 3 months old.
Oh, that's impossible. He couldn't grow that large in 3 months.
Why not? He's had nothing else to do.
Now, you listen to me.
I still think I ought to punch his nose, Miss Greenwood.
You quit with that punching noses. We got to think this thing out. If you're the father of this poor little mite.
But he isn't the father.
He isn't? Well, then who is?
The father is... Mr. Pettigrew.
No!
I wasn't shushing you.
What do you want here anyway?
That baby. It's mine.
You? Oh, no. Surely not you.
Yes. Yes. Well, I'm going to take it.
You are not, and don't let him, Mr. Anderson. He's already got 95 babies.
90? Now I have heard everything.
Hey, maybe I better punch them both in the nose.
Just a minute, young man. Just a minute. He means to say that there are 95 babies in the Phineas Finnegan Foundling Home in Haven for indigent infants. And I happen to represent it.
Foundling Home?
Yes.
Represent?
Yes.
You?
Yes. And until this child's rightful parents are located, I'm taking it there.
Now, just wait a minute. This baby is a foundling?
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell you.
Sure, and I've been helping to take care of it. I met her at the bus station. Supposed to meet somebody else, but she didn't show up.
My baby!
Hey, Miss Greenwood, I got her!
Oh, Tommy, I knew she'd come back.
I've been out of my mind. Give me my baby. Oh, my darling.
Well, what do you mean?
Why, Jane!
Mom! Oh, Mommy.
Now, wait, now. Take it easy, honey.
You're back home.
Didn't you get my letter? Didn't you get my wire?
No, nothing. No word from you. Nothing. Not since little Michael was born.
Little Michael? Hey, you're not telling me... You're not saying he's ours.
Yes, our baby.
Oh, boy. Our baby. Why, he's terrific.
Well, Mr. Pettigrew, what's the answer now?
Oh, dear me.
Seems as if I've made a reputation for myself as a fool.
Absolutely right. And do you want to stop now, or do you want to go on and try and double it?
Hollis, this is the greatest human interest story I've seen in years. I take back everything I said to you.
That's all right, Mr. Anderson.
And the man you will marry someday will get a prize.
Hey, that's an idea. How much do you think I ought to offer?
Well, young woman, you certainly have a way with status. I need a woman like you.
You do?
Yeah. I can make it very attractive for you in our little home.
No way.
Now, you keep out of this, Mr. Anderson. This is the best offer I've had this year.
Charlotte Greenwood will be back in a moment. Meanwhile, I want to remind you again, the next time you buy a card for any occasion, look on the back for the identifying words, a Hallmark card. H-A-L-L-M-A-R-K, a Hallmark card. Those three words are your assurance of finest quality. They tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. Yes, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And now, Charlotte Greenwood.
Friends, in today's story, our soldier had returned from overseas. And anyway, it was only make-believe. But there are millions of boys who haven't returned, who are still over there fighting a grim war. And that isn't make-believe. When they'll return depend on many things, some of them beyond our control. But there is something we can do to help shorten this war. Buy war bonds. And when we write to him over there, mention that we are buying war bonds. It's another way of saying, we want you back. And now until next Sunday, at the very same time, Charlotte Green would say, so long, friends, until we meet again. So long, neighbor, till next Sunday. I'll just say, so long, so long.
To you from Hollywood. This is Wendell Niles speaking. This is the Blue Network. 1230 at KECA Los Angeles.